Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Dom's Daily Dose. So I know I haven't posted in a couple weeks. It's because I just started my job, and I'm like trying to get used to it, and I'm not really like, you know, I threw my schedule off. So I kind of have to like rethink my schedule, I guess. Maybe. I mean, I could still do it on Tuesdays on my day off, but I have therapy on Tuesdays. So basically, I mean, the job is going alright so far. I'm not going to say 100% that I like it. And, you know, I just started the job, so I have to take in consideration of that. Also, this is a different setup. I'm in my car, and it's really nice out, so you might hear cars passing by. Also, my MacBook Pro kind of broke, I guess, when I tried to take it off the charger, it automatically shuts down. And I was going to return the battery, but I somehow stripped one of the screws. I'm not really sure how I stripped a screw. I really don't understand how. But it's the one that holds the battery in place. So that battery's never coming out ever again, unless I take it to a repair shop, which I don't want to do. I tried to look online to see, like, what it could possibly be, and there's, like, really no answer. I, like, tried to clear one of the, I think it's SMC, I tried to clear that, but it didn't work. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have to take it completely mobile now on my cell phone, or if I'm just going to record it on my desktop and try to figure it all out on the Windows. As you guys know, I prefer Mac better when it comes to recording my podcast, because I have GarageBand. But yeah, getting back into the job, I'm not going to say 100% that I like it. I'm an OFA, which is an order fulfillment. So I, you know, have to do orders and, you know, pick the orders. It sounds very straightforward. It really sounds really straightforward. And sorry about that. I keep forgetting to turn my notifications off. You would think that the system would know and would just kill notifications, but it doesn't. So yeah, okay, so I'm not talking bad about the job, but it's very difficult to pick orders. Because, like, some orders are, like, really heavy, or, like, really involved. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had to pull 4 vanities, a couple mirrors, and there's a couple, like, other odds and ends. Now, you'd think this would be completely straightforward, but it's not. So, if you need things from the overhead, you can't just, like, it's not like a supermarket where you can just, like, grab a ladder and then go get it, grab the box, grab how many you need, and then fill the shelf with it. You have to use their handheld to see if it's even in inventory, which this is what confuses me, because the one hand will say like 3, there's like 2 on the shelf, let's say 2 on the shelf, but they still want you to check inventory and overhead management to see if it might still be in the building. I mean, I get it, in a perfect world, the on-hands would make sense, but, like, Anyway, it's stupid. So if you need things from the overhead, you have to find a driver. No, first you have to locate the product. Like what aisle it actually is in the overhead that they put it in. Go to the overhead to see if it's even there. So you have to look up to see where the pallet is. And like the fucking overheads are like sky high. So I've been cheating and I have to use my phone camera to zoom in to see what the hell the pallet number is. Then if it's there, you gotta find a driver for a forklift, because you can't be certified for a forklift until you've been there for like a year. So you gotta find someone that can drive. Then you have to guide them into the aisle. So if you're like 5 or 20 aisles away, you gotta steer them in the right direction. Make sure no customers get in the way. Then you have to block off 2 aisles. The side that you're picking from, the aisle that you're picking from, and then the side where you're picking from, so like if the left side you're picking from, you gotta close off the left side aisle. Or if it was on the right side aisle. So 2 aisles have to be blocked at a time. Then you gotta wait for the person to drop the pallet. Then you gotta get your items. And then you have to print a label to show the changes that you just did. So that way, you know, the next person knows, okay, there's only 2 more. Why do I keep yawning every time I do podcast? Anyway, 2 more. So that way, when the next person comes around, they only know there's just 2 more on the thing. Then you gotta shrink wrap it again. Then you gotta put it back on the overhead. Then you gotta open the aisles. And then you have to guide the person to wherever they're gonna put the forklift. Because you can't just, like, put the forklift in any aisle. So, like, for example, I could be in aisle... what's a good aisle? Lumber. So, aisle 20. And if I needed something from the outside, you know, that many aisles. So you gotta put it back while guiding the forklift driver. It's just this involved process that it makes sense. It does make sense. I'm not gonna say it doesn't make sense. But it's just ridiculous. And I'm gonna say it's ridiculous because it was like 2 days ago that my manager was like, oh, hey, you guys, there's 3 of us, you guys need to complete 20 orders within 2 hours. That's unrealistic expectations already. I haven't even been there a week. Well, no, this is like my 2nd week, so my 2nd week is in the books. How do you do 20 orders in 2 hours when you have orders that you might have to do what I just said? It's impossible. It's impossible. It really is impossible. What else? I know there's like cool people there that are like helping, which is great. But also, too, like, it's a home improvement store, and I don't know anything about home improvement. So, like, people will stop me, and they'll be like, hey, I'm doing this, that, and the other. Only for them to waste their 5 minutes of explaining it to me. And then I say, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I have absolutely not a single solitary clue what the hell you're trying to do. I don't work in this aisle. I don't work in this department. I just pick orders. That's all I do. Obviously, I say it a little bit more calmly. I don't say it like that, you know. I just say, hey, excuse me, I don't really know what you're talking about because I don't work this aisle. And then I had to find someone or page someone to the aisle. Hope that someone What if somebody even comes in the aisle to get this person? It's just a process, and I really, really, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go back to retail. Like, I'm gonna go back to supermarket retail. This is absolutely ridiculous. I haven't talked to my therapist about it yet. I guess this is where the mental health part comes into the podcast. Even though I like just ranting, because it's like, you know, it's Dom's Daily Dose, so it doesn't really have to be all about mental health. But anyway, I didn't talk to my therapist about it, but I talked to my psychiatrist about it. And this isn't like a play on my diagnosis whatsoever. I didn't even like tell him what was going on. Like, I only told him, see, I'm more delusional based and paranoia based. So I don't really get too many hallucinations, which is a plus for me. But like, I explained this to him.
I said, I knew something was wrong.
I knew something was wrong too when you walked in front of my podcast. Anyway, I explained it to him and he's like, you know, I don't know, it might not be a good fit for you. And, I was also explaining how I have a lot of anxiety before I even get to the store and during my shift. And the next day, the day prior to me going in, I'm filled with anxiety. And he's like, you know, it doesn't sound like this is the best job for you at all. He's like, because your anxiety is going to stay. Regardless of what you try to do, it's going to stay. And I made no hints that I did not like the job. So a psychiatrist, a trained doctor, says that this job might not be for me. I've expressed this with family, and they're like, you know, you have to stick with it. Which is fine, I had to stick with it, because it hasn't been that long. It's whatever. And I will stick with it. What else? Other than that, I mean, the job is fairly straightforward. If I didn't have to deal with customers like that. But, you know, what can I do? What else did I want to talk about? Oh, I keep having some derealization and depersonalization symptoms. I had a couple in work already, which, you know, that is, you know, it's a sign of stress. Because that's when my symptoms happen, when I'm under stress. So that's fun. I just don't, not really sure. I think in the next podcast, maybe I'll talk about depersonalization and derealization for my informative podcast. I don't know what my next podcast will be. Maybe it will be Tuesday, this Tuesday. I don't know. Maybe I'll see to like make up for this. I'm not going to make this podcast long at all. Let's see. I wanted to say this. I'll say it. So there's a couple streamers that I've started to watch. And their gig is, they're male, but they dress up as female. And chat really likes it. Also, if I say chat to you guys, I'm referring to you as, you know, chat, the audience. That isn't like something I'm taking from them, because a lot of Twitch streamers will, you know, refer to the chat as chat. They won't like have a name for it. They'll just default to chat. So, you know, chat likes them to dress up as a female, and like there's sometimes that he will do challenges like, if you laugh, you become a girl. And then as he goes on with his laughing, he'll ask chat, what do you want to see? what kind of dress do you want me in, or what kind of outfit you want me in, et cetera, et cetera. So I was thinking, I can't really stream because I don't really understand it. You know, I'm going to like try to get help to maybe do Twitch. I was going to record my podcasts as dressed as a female. I mean, one of my family members know that I like would like to dress up as a female. And my mom believes that I might be wanting to dress up as a female, but it's not to transition. It's just for this idea and this concept. So, but you know, they're very supportive of it, so that's great. I actually got my first outfit yesterday. It was a dress. I didn't try it on. But when I tried it on, my head couldn't even fit through the damn, you know, the damn hole of, you know, the dress. Thankfully, there was a zipper, and I had to try it on again tonight to see if it actually, like, fits. But yeah, that's going to be my idea. Well, I shouldn't say my idea, but that's going to be my spin of things. And I know I didn't post my video that I made for my last podcast, but that was because, I don't know, I guess I didn't like it or whatever. Oh, also, I did paint my nails. They're just black, but they're, like, already fucked up. So I am probably gonna have to take the color off. Oh, and they made me sit there for such a long time drying my nails. They didn't even tell me when I was done. So I'm not going back to that salon at all. But yeah, I think I'm gonna take the nail polish off tonight. I'm gonna do a Halloween themed. So I might do that tomorrow. Just black and orange. And that's my plans. So hey, if you want to see me dressed up as a girl, let me know. And like I always say, you can leave me messages if you want. Especially for ideas and topics. Alright, guys. Well, that's it for me today. I hope you have a great day or a great night wherever you are listening from. And I will catch you, or you'll see me, as a girl, in the next one. Peace.